Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are again. Oh, it's getting tipsy up in here. It's round three of another round with Wojo. I'm joined by my... I haven't decided what we're supposed to call you guys.
Esteemed colleagues.
No, trusty sidekicks.
Okay.
Millennial morons. No. That's not right. Trusty sidekicks, I think, worked. It is Will Birchfield, the Birchy kid.
That's me.
Evan Jenkins, the webmaster.
The master of the web and the king of the kissing cup.
That's right.
And boy, do we have a lot to get to this week's podcast. It is round three. And by round three, normally when you're
Let me get some Bud Lights up in here.
Oh, God. Again with the Bud Lights. Now, hold on. Evan, where do you stand on the Birchy kid? See, normally the youngsters that are rising up, they get into the craft beers and they're a little bit more interesting. The Birchy kid drinks Bud Light and nothing else. He's almost like an anti-millennial for being a millennial.
Indeed.
He's looking for the cheap up. He's looking to get wasted as cheap as he can.
That's exactly right. In fact, one time, Mike Feld, who runs, I think, one of the shows in the morning, perhaps.
Well, he
knows that he works there.
The Feldy, yeah. Feldy
doesn't
kid.
Think.
He assumed that when I go to bars, I have the most expensive bar tab there. I'm buying expensive liquors and expensive shots and all this fancy stuff. I was a little bit offended by that because that could not be more off base, but I'll grant him a pass on this one.
Yeah, no, but Birchy has that look that he would be that type of guy,
but he doesn't.
Birchfield looked like that when he first came here, but more and more is he turning into
degenerate.
The
right. The schlep that I truly am.
Yeah.
The truth comes out.
You see this kid in a bar, you're not taking him serious, are you?
No.
You're not taking me home either.
Hell
I can
no.
guarantee you that.
So by round three, normally, depends on where, if I'm at the Knights in Ann Arbor, by round three, but round three, normally, you're still pretty normal, right?
I'm pretty coherent at round three still, yeah.
I don't think we're going off the rails.
If I had three drinks, I'm pretty, I'm
you're
there.
Off the rails?
You want to get some tonight?
I'm getting a little red-faced.
Well, now,
I get red-faced.
This is
sometimes.
Just a show. If you miss the podcast, you missed a lot. If you miss the podcast from the previous week, you really don't have much of a reason to go on with your life. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Just jump off a cliff now.
Right, because everybody was talking about what we talked about last week. And let me just bring this up, because I think Birchy and Evan are going to try to call me out, but I think you're wrong. So last week we talked about, and I'll be honest, bitched about the Tigers. Nonstop, we're so tired. We're on this trip is going forever.
Hey, their GM
so
hated it.
Al
Avila didn't like it one
day.
Al Avila
was
Friday.
Pissed about hearing
I had
it
their
as
back.
Well.
The entire time I had their back.
And can I just interject here? This morning, Jamie and Stoney had Warwick Suphold, the new Aussie sensation.
Very entertaining guy, yeah.
He mentioned that over a 3-day span on that road trip, he slept a total of 14 hours. So that's some pretty tough mud in there for the Tigers. He said it was the hardest road trip he's ever been on, minors included. He's been in the minors
and
before this
Australia.
Season for 6 years. So, yeah, so
I probably got
know.
3 hours of sleep last night. Didn't you notice my text coming at 4 a.m?
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing up
Whoa,
right now?
What were you doing up at 4 a.m.?
I ate so much yesterday. It was ridiculous, and I had the worst heartburn I think I've ever had. I had, okay, so this is what I had. I had two hot dogs at the golf course. Then right after that, I went and stopped at BK and got the two cheeseburger meal just for a little snack on the way.
Absolutely. Love the two cheeseburgers.
No,
at
it's
BK
a good meal.
For a quick,
it's
small
like $3.
Set.
Yeah. And so
totally
then
good.
I went to the gas station and got, I like the penny candy, like the two bags for $1.50.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so one of them was, jelly beans, which I love.
Love the jelly beans.
And the other one was the little caramel chews.
Those are fine, yeah.
And so
then
I wasn't full enough within a half hour. I then went to the grocery store. And
what's
got the
time frame here? What are we talking?
From 3:30 to we're maybe at 7 now.
Okay.
I got a box of Milk Duds, a box of Mike and Ike's, and then a thing of Pringles.
All right, now you're making me sick.
And so I woke up at 4 a.m. with the worst heartburn. I ate 8 Tums. They tell you not to eat more than 8 in one day, and it still killed me. And so I stacked pillows
Oh, you poor thing. Okay, point of learning here. This is what you need to learn.
Don't
stick
eat
with
that.
Me. Cut out some of that that you ate, like the Mike and Ike's and the
Tums next time.
Yeah,
Dude, the heartburn.
Yeah, too many
so
Tums.
But
here's
heartburn.
No, because I take something for it because I used to. But here's the adjustment you can make if you think to avoid all the add-on stuff at the end. Burger King, because they've made their little cheeseburgers a little bit smaller than they used to be, I think, you can go ahead and pound three of them.
Well, it's the meal is two cheeseburgers fry for $3.
Look
it's,
at Seaman Shoes out here, huh?
Yeah, Seaman Shoes. Okay.
Is he trying to intimidate us?
There's a guy in our office. He goes by the Hatchet Man. He told us one day he had cement in his shoes.
Cement.
We thought that he meant he had sperm in his shoes. He said he can't jump because I got cement in my shoes. We're like, why? It's too sticky. Like you can't get your shoes off the ground.
So when he walked,
what he meant was he has cement in his shoes. But we took it as he's got cement.
You
in his
sure
shoes.
That's what he meant?
He said he meant that.
Yeah.
So when he walks by our desk now, I play a sound effect that goes.
It sounds like Kermit the Frog walking by.
And also,
wet, wet feet.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast in your office, do not Google semen shoes.
No. Well,
do not.
Did you do that on the office computer?
Somebody
I
may
did,
have.
Yeah. I mean, you get what you think you'd get. It's just
you
that
get shoes,
you get shoes
frosting.
that are, as we say, CIC.
Okay, yeah. Do not explain CIC. Remember
you guys
start,
can let your imaginations roll on that.
Remember
one.
About 6 minutes ago at the start of this podcast when I said, if you guys get off on your little tangents, I'm going to have to reel you back in?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do here.
Okay.
And I'm going to point out that, well, you can go ahead and say it because you think that I was. That I owe the Tigers an apology for what I said on last week's podcast.
Because you said you would. Last week, you
what
said,
did I say?
You said, oh, they went on the road, they got so tired, wah, wah, wah. And then Evan and I said, if they come home and get that nice day of rest in their own beds, they sleep well, and they come out like gangbusters and hit, you know, nine home runs, and they score 10 runs each game in this series, then you owe them an apology. So I'll give you the chance to apologize to the tired
you
Tigers.
You said I would owe them an apology. Who
and
did?
You said you would. You said I
you said I would?
Yes, you said I would.
Hater. That's all
right.
You are.
Yeah.
I apologize for assuming that a major league club could fight through its tiredness. I will not apologize for this because you jackasses don't think I do my research. Listening to that podcast after we said that, I said, okay, so as long as the Tigers come home, that three-game series against Chicago, and beat the White Sox, and I said, as long as they beat them 12-3, 13-2, 11-4. Scores this past weekend, 15-5, 10-1, 7-4. Boom! Drop the mic, spill my water.
You said that in such a dickish manner. The only way that'll happen, you didn't believe that. You didn't believe
it. I sort of did.
You know who believed in those guys? This guy right
here.
Really? Seven out of 10, you guys were like, well, that's not even a great feat.
Well, it's still not, but
it's average at best.
Okay,
that's all you guys said to me.
Okay, so they're 28-28. They're still in this homestand.
Mm-hmm.
Put two thumbs toward your face if you say, who believes in this team now? This guy? Are you putting two thumbs toward you?
I have two thumbs right
I'm
in my face.
I'm going one thumb and the other one's wobbling.
Okay. Like a drunk thumb?
No,
like that stony hand.
It can't quite stand up. Right. Yeah, like this.
Because even though hitting the bombs is great, scoring 15, 10, 7 is great. Played a little small ball.
You know what's coming here
clever
well?
Ball is great.
If you read in my Detroit
news column.
As I wrote in my Detroit news column, this guy.
I need to see more out of the starting pitching.
I didn't know
Justin
that,
Verlander
I didn't know
got
that
the...
our podcast was a free plug for Williams' column.
Of course
column.
It is.
I never
no,
knew
I'll bleep
that.
It out. Don't
now,
worry.
You guys, you little millennial dorks can relate to this, probably. Uh-huh. But Verlander had the tight groin.
Yeah,
and
I get
that,
it.
No, he's got some good a good point minutes. On this.
I've got some what?
A good point on this. How do you think JV got his? I'll let you tell this one.
Well, I would rather not impugn him in that way. But let's
okay,
just
well,
say,
tell me what impugn means.
They came home and were sleeping in their own bed.
Okay,
right? Theoretically,
right. So, she's been traveling, according to her Instagram.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I am not impugning him in any way. Shape,
if you were
going to
impugn. I was just puning you in
a way. So we fixed on the previous podcast.
Is an impune. What is it?
We'll look it up later.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's two syllables. It's more than five words. It's
I go one
syllable. A little bit out of your league, buddy.
The,
we know.
And it. But.
For. record, for the record, Evan is wearing his Michigan State cap.
Oh, he is.
For the record. Now, because we solved the Tigers issue last week.
What were you just trying to impugn there with that Tiger?
I have no idea.
I don't think impugn makes sense.
If you miss a podcast, we explain that enough with the tired stuff. Come back. Pound the White Sox. They listened to us.
We're clairvoyant.
Issue solved.
So you think Brad and Al were sitting in their office listening to another round with Wojo?
Yeah, for sure.
That's,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, but they won't listen to this episode because behind the scenes each week on Another Round with Wojo, they know who I am. You know, I'm one of the venerable, what they call, institutions in the city of Detroit.
You're a brand.
On the Mount Rushmore of sports figures,
you're like the
right?
Wonder Bread of this.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Valeni. But they don't know these two jackasses as well, the Birchie kid and the Evan kid.
They know us.
Not really. And there's something that now Birchie's been in town less than a year
Yo,
or so.
Yo, get this. Tomorrow is my 1 year, being Tuesday, is my 1 year anniversary here in the D.
He came from, he went to Boston College. He he fled out of Connecticut. I hear everybody's
We know what impugn means at Boston College.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still haven't told me what it means, so I don't think you do.
You can look it up later, buddy.
We don't want to waste time.
You can look it up later.
We don't want to waste time. So 1 year ago tomorrow, the Birchie kid came to Detroit, this wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, bright, fresh graduate. I can't wait to get to Detroit and cover big-time sports at the radio station.
You know why
he took
the job, right?
Why?
This guy.
You hired him?
He rolled around the D with me.
He convinced me to come.
I showed him some good in the D, and he was like, you know what? This is sweet.
I was like, you know what, that one dude, Evan, it kind of sucks, but it's a good opportunity otherwise,
right, to take
so
his job.
You know what, I'll handle him for a bit.
Okay, so you get hired here a year ago tomorrow, and one of your first excursions downtown. Now, how can we, this is a fabulously horrific, great, terrible story.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why you stayed in Detroit after this happened to you.
And let me start with this, too.
Yeah?
If he wants to make fun of me because I don't know impugn, listen to Mr. Naive over here talk and tell
the
story.
Now, we're going to let Birchie tell his story. Evan, if we need to rein him in at any point, because are there legal ramifications here? Has the statute of limitations run out?
I don't think so.
Within what? Within your first month in Detroit.
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah. The following thing happened to Birchie, and I cannot believe he stayed. Let's hear it. Go.
So this is my second weekend in Detroit. I go downtown with some friends of a friend I knew from back home. We go to Greektown, and we're
good
at
place.
This bar in Greektown.
I like Greektown. Uh-huh.
And these guys I'm with, who I have met for the first time that night, they get bottle service, and we're upstairs on this outside deck. Everyone's having a blast.
So you met some shooters?
Yeah, I met some shooters. We had some girls with us, some cool dudes. I didn't know anyone, so I just started boozing pretty heavily.
And he's never read about the city of Detroit, ever.
No, yeah, mind
life.
You, I'm from a small town in Connecticut. I'm not used to the big city scene.
They wiped their asses with $100 bills there.
No, that's a different part of Connecticut. I'm a Bud Light guy, right? So I'll start crushing Bud Lights, but I might not always crush, you know, the hard stuff. So I'm making these super stiff, like cranberry vodkas, vodka sodas, you name it. And I end up getting, you know, pretty,
blasted,
pretty cocked,
toasted. Yeah.
And, I end up outside the bar around, I want to say 1:30 or 2:00. Just kind of bouncing around, goofing off in line, meeting people, kind of, you know, doing my thing, I guess. And this random guy walks up and says, "Hey, buddy, can I borrow your phone?" I said, "Yeah, bud, knock yourself out. Here it is, codes. You know, take it, whatever you need,
no,
here
you did
it
not.
Is." Oh, yeah, yeah. So toss him.
And just to let you know, you should probably change your phone code right
now. Oh, no, my code is still. So if you guys want to get in, it's free access.
He'll hand you the damn phone.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, so I take the phone out of my pocket, throw it to this guy. He takes it. Meanwhile, I'm paying him no mind, kind of goofing off still, meeting guys in line.
Because people in Detroit that randomly ask you for your phone usually are the most trustworthy.
You also got.
I don't know. You wanted to call his aunt.
People don't have cell phones.
Maybe his
nowadays.
Aunt was sick. But
especially
you,
at places
realize,
they have bottle service.
You got to realize I'm not exactly fully sober here, so I'm not thinking straight. Right.
Okay.
So,
this is the point.
Let me interject, please.
If you're listening, this story gets so much worse.
Yeah, this is just where it all
Okay,
begins.
There we go.
I think it's better.
That was the intermission, and now continue.
Okay, so Once I realize that he has taken my phone, I try and track this random guy down. Now, that means following him, I think, through, you know, these winding streets. Again, I have no orientation, no idea where I am. And then I realize that after about maybe 5 minutes of pursuit that I'm not going to find him.
But then
it dawns on me that I have left my wallet on the bar top back in the bar.
The moron of the podcast.
No, he's the moron of the podcast.
So now I'm like, all right, I'm going to cut my losses on the phone. The phone's gone. I'm not going to get that back. Let me try and, you know, recoup the wallet.
You lost track of the dude. You didn't even see where he went.
He's long gone.
Because that's a smart thing to do. Anytime you let somebody borrow your phone
dude,
to turn around.
I trusted the guy. He seemed nice. I gave him my code, man. Like, he should have reciprocated
the
trust.
Code, you should be a bond there. Yeah.
No, this guy was looking. He was like, what the f***?
All right, right. So I go back to the bar to get my wallet. And, of course, that has also since been taken. At this point,
No phone, no wallet.
And I've lost complete contact with the kids I was with.
Oh, and they just leave
and this. But mind you, I don't really blame them because I met them for the first time that night. They have no obligation to me. And I guess I was being a menace on the dance floor and like picking people up. And they're like, this kid is out of his mind. So they didn't really have much of a reason.
Why did you leave your wallet sitting on the bar?
I didn't do it intentionally.
Because he did not read anything ever about Detroit.
I was getting a drink probably and forgot I was there. Ended up talking to someone and just, you know, absent-mindedly forgot it. Anyway, so now, to reset the scene.
Oh, this is so horrible.
I have no phone, no wallet. I'm outside somewhere in Greektown, and I'm thinking, all right, I gotta at least find my way back to my car, which was parked in a garage near Nike Town. So,
do you have your car keys at least?
I did in my back pocket.
Which is probably
still bad,
actually.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna take a seat on a bench, kind of take stock.
Here's the thing.
Make a plan here. So
I sit down on a bench.
I take stock, and of course I pass out. So I wake up maybe 2.5-3 hours later. Now it's like 4:35. Sun's rising. I do the classic double tap, like make sure phone's there, wallet's there. Again, I realize that it's neither of them are there. And I still need to find my way back to the garage to at least drive myself back to the hotel where I was staying in Southfield.
Okay.
So I decide to just try and hail down a cab, you know, just your random city cab.
With no money.
Or phone or just keys. And so I hail down the first cab that I see. He stops, pulls over, and rolls down the window, and I say, listen, buddy, I've got my phone stolen, wallet stolen. Give him the whole sob story. Any chance you can do me a solid here and give me a free lift? He goes, yeah, get in. So I hop in, and
what time of the night is this?
This is now like 5:30. Like I said, sun's rising. The sky.
5:30 in the morning.
But he's not far from his car based on where he said he parked and where he was partying.
This is my second weekend in Detroit. I don't have any idea where I am.
Okay, so he gets in the cab.
I hop in the cab, and I mistakenly sit shotgun. And
in the front seat?
Yes. The minute I hop in, the minute I hop in, the door's all locked. I'm like, that's a mysterious sign.
That happens on newer cars.
A little bit ominous. It wasn't a new car, though.
Oh.
The cab driver, I would describe him as a heavy set guy, about middle aged, Hawaiian looking dude.
Kind of looks like the dude that we posted from last week's podcast.
Yes.
Oh, the guy sitting on the can.
He looked just like that guy.
Heavy set, middle aged, Hawaiian looking dude. Okay.
Yes, longer hair. And so I'm sitting there, and he turns to me as he turns his car on, and he says, if you want a free ride, you have to let me play with your dick on the way there.
Oh, my God.
So. Dope. My heart skips a couple beats.
Like, is this really happening?
Right.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm dreaming of this.
At first, I'm trying to envision, like, what does that entail? Are we talking, you know, stroke, grabbing the ball? Like, what is play with mean?
How's that beat machine working over there, Evan?
He just wants to flick.
Right, maybe he's just a flicker. I don't know what his MO is. And so I think I maybe misunderstood him. So I look back at him and I say, excuse me, you want to play with on the way there? And he looks back at me and he says, yeah, bro, that's just what I like. So now I'm like, all right, I gave him the chance to say he's kidding. This guy clearly wants to give me. And I look around. I don't see any kind of lotion. I'm not taking a No chance. Maybe it was, maybe, you know, some Dove Men Plus Care. We can negotiate. But
oh, I notice you have every lube known to
right,
man.
Okay, let's negotiate here. No, so
this is a completely true story.
This is all true. Everything I said is true. So when he says, "Yeah, bro, that's just what I like," he then begins to drive slowly. I'm like, no. I am not taking an unsolicited from this heavy set Hawaiian guy in downtown Detroit in my second weekend here. So I popped the lock of my...
You popped my, what?
I popped the lock.
The lock. Okay,
I popped
okay.
the lock on my door, rolled myself out of the car, kind of skimmed my head up, and escaped possible assault, possible rape.
It wouldn't have been assault if you said yes.
Yeah.
True, and I did think about saying
it would have
yes
been for services rendered. He would have driven you to
yeah,
your car.
Yeah, it would have been a fair exchange of assets.
Yeah.
But
now, would
so
Will
eventually,
have been a prostitute? He would have been arrested
yes,
for prostitution.
Yes.
So I would have been in the wrong.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been him. It would have been me.
So wait, when you rolled out, did he like yell at you or did he?
Yeah, no, he rolled out and I screamed. I mean, I ran around the corner and I was like, get me out of this mess here. Eventually, I made it back to the garage where my car was. I also had no wallet, though, and I had to pay for the garage still when I left.
Oh, my God.
So they gave him.
So I had to just tail someone out as the gate lifted, but made it home safe and sound. All things considered, no phone or wallet, which were lost forever. But
so while Evan is busy editing that story, let me ask you this: what lessons did we learn there, Will, in your first 2 weeks?
That in Detroit, if you don't have your wallet or phone, you can get.
And that is a valuable lesson. That is something you want to bring home to mom and dad.
Could not be a dumbass. This guy called his mom in the morning. And he left that part out that stole his phone.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that stole your phone called your mom?
The guy who had my phone.
Now he's his dad.
The guy who had my phone called my mom from my phone at like 2:30, 3 o'clock a.m. She's freaking out. Some random guy on the other end of the line is like, your son is in trouble. He needs help. No, dude. This guy just took my phone like a jackass and
then
called my mom. No, I was having a good time. I just
wait, what did
wallet.
He say to your mom?
He was like, your son's in trouble. He needs help. He's too drunk. Like, all this and that.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, what is this guy talking about? Freaking out. And then the guy just disappears, takes off with my phone. Probably sold it for, you know,
25
a pretty
bucks.
Penny. On
that's
the
a
on the...
horrible story.
No, it's so
no, no,
pretty
no, that's...
great. It's a pretty great story, though.
No, it's the opposite
the fact,
of
no,
great.
The fact that I ended up being okay.
The fact that you're alive.
It makes it fun to talk about.
I guess, but it sort of impugns Detroit a little bit, doesn't it? In the Greek town.
You know, I was more in the wrong than I think anyone else was.
Yeah, you probably were. If you were staggered.
He was a dumbass.
Yeah.
How many times have you lost your wallet and your phone in the same
Oh, no,
day?
No. Seriously.
Never.
Never. No.
Yeah, but
I clutch it to my bosom.
So
my phone.
Now, anytime this guy doesn't show up to work on time, we think he's dead. Honest to God, we think he's dead.
Yeah.
God knows what he did the night before.
Don't do that ever again.
Unbelievable.
All right, now, can you handle that story that Evan just told on the podcast?
Well, Will just told it.
I mean, that Will just told
this
it.
This guy's
just
showing his age all the time.
You
huh?
always mistake me for Evan. It's
what generation are you?
Hello.
What are you, Generation
similar.
X?
No, I guess I'm baby boomer.
Oh. Baby boomer.
Yeah. So real quick, let's wrap it up with this. Because we don't need any more
we have to talk
dirty
finals.
Stories.
Can we
The finals? And the finals will probably be over in game three by the time we air this podcast. But this is my problem with the finals, not just that the Warriors are just disemboweling the Cavaliers, is that still to this day, nobody wants to blame LeBron for anything.
It's beyond
he can go out there and lose. They can lose to the Warriors by 90. Well, LeBron did his job. If you noticed, he had a triple. If you noticed, he didn't guard anybody. He lets Kevin Durant woo-woo up and down the baseline. Stephen Curry put him in the blender and broke his ankles.
Stephen Curry double dribbled on that
There's
play.
That's a
just
irrelevant.
Saying. Just
it doesn't
saying.
Matter. Okay, so take away two of the 22 that they won by.
Yeah, right.
It's so ridiculous because this guy gets a free pass when he built his team. He built this team. You know, Andrew Wiggins that should have been on that team. Mm. Yeah, they traded him away for Kevin Love. Mm-hmm. And you got Kyrie. And you got your boy Dante Jones and James Jones. And it's his.
J.R.
He
Smith.
Built this team. How much money did J.R. Smith just get last offseason?
Yeah, what was it? It was
because
ridiculous.
Of him. How much did Tristan Thompson get? Because of LeBron. Those are his guys.
Tristan
That's who
Thompson,
we wanted.
Tristan Thompson, man. He is
Yeah, where
brutal.
Has he been?
Stephen Curry has more rebounds in game two than Tristan has in the first two games.
See, and they don't have... LeBron's teams never play with a great defensive disposition.
No, they get out of the way.
Right, and I know that's hard to define. What are you talking about? No, no. Look at the stats of his teams historically. That's not his thing. He loves, and he can do everything offensively, and he can rebound.
That's great.
No defensive disposition.
It's unbelievable that he can get away. And then if you want to say to anybody, I'm 33, so anybody younger than me, that you say LeBron is not close to what Jordan was, you're instantly the moron. But yet Jordan,
that's how it gets turned around, yes.
But it's stupid because when he played, he didn't lose. He just did not lose.
And he played defense. And he played like a cutthroat.
And he played baseball, too.
And
that he played real baseball.
He went to defend the team's best player. Mm-hmm. That's who he went after. It didn't matter. He didn't make excuses when they lost or... I don't know. You probably covered him, right? In the bad
boy days. Oh, absolutely.
Did he ever get snippy like LeBron did yesterday when somebody asked
him
that question?
No, he would sometimes. And he was an all-time competitor. And don't get me wrong. Golden State is great. I mean, they would probably carve up a lot of they might have even won a game against Michael, maybe. I mean, one game.
And it's completely different. And that's why you can't compare the two. Because LeBron, with those rules, I don't see him going to the rack like he does now. Because I feel like he kind of shies from contact. He doesn't want it.
Who, LeBron?
LeBron.
He bulls to the rim pretty well, though.
If his ass got tossed to the ground, like Jordan used to, like any of those players used to, you think he's still taking that emphasis to go to the rack?
Not if he gets as hard fouled as he used to, no.
That's what I'm saying. But if you put Jordan now in these rules...
The whole comparing eras thing is tough, man. I don't think we should get bogged down in that.
It is tough. And Will, the only time Will saw
Jordan
play
was with the Wizards.
Yeah. He was with the Wizards.
He was good back then. No, I had a shirt, an MJ shirt that I wore in kindergarten.
Because his parents went to the thrift shop and found it for 25 cents.
It was a nice little shirt. Still have it.
But it's just, why does he get this free pass? If he's the greatest player in the world,
well,
shouldn't he make people like Kyrie?
I'll return
Tristan?
To where we began round three. Why does he get this free pass? Because the millennials want to think everything during their time is the best.
Okay.
Everything they don't want to hear about the and I, listen, I'm not get off the my long guy. You should have. I don't sit here and say you should have seen back in the 80s. Some of those 80s teams
those games sucked.
Were flawed.
They
absolutely.
Sucked.
But do not appoint LeBron unless he comes back and wins this series, which I highly doubt.
He did it last year
without the substantive thing. Because I did the research. Do you know he's 7-13 in the NBA Finals since 2014?
With an average margin of defeat of like 17 points
yes,
or something?
Yes! 11 of those 13 losses were by double digits.
What did we look up? Eastern Conference Finals with Jordan? And I think there was one game where he lost by 20.
Yeah.
It was also one game. You know, we were looking up LeBron scored 10 points in that one conference finals game and zero in the fourth. And we looked up how many times in MJ's career he has scored 10 points or less in a playoff loss in the conference finals or beyond. And I don't think it ever happened.
And they even got they were struggling with 3-point shooting during the year. They go and get historically one of the best 3-point shooters in NBA history in Kyle Korver
/ Ashton Kutcher.
Homeboy just sucks out there.
Man. Yeah, he does.
He's not doing. They're not creating space. When they're on offense, it's Kyrie's going to try to dribble and shake, or LeBron's going to go straight to the rack. Yeah. That is it.
Which goes back to what I've said, and I've been mocked for this. But at least I think we won over this millennial. Come on with Jordan. This is what I've been mocked.
I've always said by Jordan over LeBron, though.
Thank you. Is LeBron's greatest strength is also his weakness. His strength that he can do everything means that at any given time on the floor, everyone else is standing around and waiting for him to do everything. Take it to the hoop. Step back three. Rebound. But not play defense.
And you can say what you want. You know, they added Kevin Durant, which makes him that much better. But I think with Kevin Durant, nobody's scared of LeBron. They're saying, bring it. We don't care anymore.
That's true.
Last year in those last few games, they were afraid and they played timid. Now it's like, oh, you got it within six. Well, we're just going to score another six and put it back up to 12. And the great players, Larry Bird wouldn't have let that happen. Or if the Pistons teams had that happen to them.
But, like, do you know that, man? Like, everyone says these things so definitively. Larry Bird wouldn't have let that happen. MJ wouldn't have let that happen. Like, you don't know,
well,
man.
Yes,
like, LeBron is an all-time player.
History.
This is where – no, you don't, because Larry Bird never played the Golden State Warriors in the finals, man.
I'm saying they wouldn't have, like, let that just, straight, like, to the rack, untouched.
That's where
happen.
You're being the old guy, get off my lawn.
No.
That's where you're,
little,
that's where
see,
you're
I don't
being
like
that.
Hypotheticals.
Larry Bird
I don't like when
happen.
People turn –
you don't know, man.
You,
like,
show me a game from any of those days where they let teams just go four times in a row right down the lane without getting touched.
Generally speaking, no, but this is why I don't like hypotheticals, because people use them. You put Michael Jordan on this team, or
right?
Can you imagine who would you take if Jordan played LeBron one on one?
Oh, you can't!
Like, shut up! Don't time with dumb arguments, please. Okay, so next week on round four,
yeah,
Wojo with Birchie and Evan.
Tipsy next
will
week.
You give us stories?
Well, no. Next week we find out what happens when Birchie wanders into a different kind of bar, and the story that transpires then.
A different kind of bar.
Ooh. It even has me thinking what that
he's got
be.
He's got me thinking. This is quite the cliffhanger.
Well, no, you've got to top this. There's not many ways.
Actually,
you have to top what
actually,
you just
I've got
did.
I've got a big BC reunion this coming weekend with a bunch of guys from the college.
Oh, when are you leaving?
Thursday night.
And that's why that podcast couldn't have been done before.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
No, no, no.
I knew some shady shit.
Here's why
it
couldn't have been done, because I'm going to be at Comerica Park doing my job.
Big series.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm sure we'll get a story before 6:30,
too. While you're out golfing today.
That's damn right.
While you're out golfing.
Birchie, piece of advice from the older gentleman here.
Yeah, what do you got?
Take advice.
And maybe you've done adjusted. Mm-hmm. Get one of those, like, chains that attaches to, like, your belt loop and attach
wallet.
It to your wallet and your phone.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Or just don't leave that out.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's easier said than done, though,
no,
man.
No, it really is.
No,
easy.
It is for me. It's
no,
we
talked about lost my phone and my wallet.
Zero. Let's close with this. Great words to live by. Don't leave your out.
Yeah. And what the f*** is in Pune?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.